Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, you're not going to believe it, we've got more on the set. Hey, we've got the two Johnnies.
Good to be here.
What an intro.
Hey.
What an intro.
How are you?
Good to see you again.
It's good to be here.
For those that may need subtitles, I'll put them below. We can have a translator at the side. You know, when you're deaf, you can have someone on the side.
We can just some Irish lad signing.
In a little football shirt. And for those who don't know who you are, give us a little...
We are the two Johnnies, and we are very hungover.
Yep.
And it is great.
The disrespect of coming on this pod hungover.
Grace, listen, this is just how we imagined it. You know what I mean? We were here last year. You ignored us.
Oh my God. We've met before. We have met before. But we've met thoroughly before.
Yep.
They came in to my Farmer Will podcast, and they demolished the set.
Did your set used to have a big dick that was like... grass.
Made of astroturf.
An astro grass.
No, that was on my last tour. We had grass because the budget was low.
He got a photo with him.
I got a photo of two big grass. So I have it. I'll send it to you.
Wait, oh no, they were in the room then.
Yeah.
I was like, you went at my last tour. Did you enjoy that? Was that something you'd put in your home regularly?
Yeah, I gravitated towards them as soon as
I
came in.
It does happen.
What did you do with them afterwards?
Well, we were going to rent them out for like Hindus, but now they're just in Rosie's garage. So if anyone robbed her, they'd be like, this is a swinger's house. And that's completely fine. Do you know, I went for New Year's, I went to this house and it was actually like a sex house and I didn't realise, and they had like magazines and there was like stains everywhere. It was really uncomfortable.
Magazines.
Yeah. And they had like
Cats
Bush.
Weekly.
They had Bush. Yeah.
Just loads of different
words. It was really, really weird. And they, do you know who the destroyers are?
No.
Oh, you fucking love... Never heard of them? Yeah.
What are they? You don't
know who they are. They were like Bristolian porn stars, but they were like over the top. They were like, oh, let me guzzle you come. And they were like... Anyway, I'm going to move on.
I'll have to check them out. Yeah. Seem like nice lads.
Such a good accent. Like,
yeah,
good accent for
they
porn.
Are women. Yeah. Was it the accent?
Maybe was I the did accent, it a bit, yeah. When you went like, low. I want to guzzle you come. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just me. Yeah. It's my go-to line.
You need to watch some Irish porn. Get that.
I don't know what that would be like. They'd be like, yeah.
I'd love to ride you. up on the kitchen table. There you go. Come in, wipe your feet, put on the kettle, take your knickers off. Here we go. Tell the cows, look away. Look away. Look away.
I feel like this is a specific kink.
Okay. Yeah.
Farmer porn.
Maybe I'll get into it.
It'll be big.
Yeah.
Deep dive on next podcast episode.
Maybe I'll just start doing it. Irish porn. But I'd have to put on the accent.
I wonder, is there people watching this who actually think we're porn stars? I'm just saying that, like.
You are, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're known for. I've heard this story four times, but for the people that don't know, can you tell me how you met?
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know us, we are the two Johnnies. We have a big podcast in Ireland, and we're from the country, as you can tell. We started, Johnny moved in with me, and we started hosting... charity events for our football club and stuff.
Yeah.
And then people were like, I don't know what it is, but you have something. So we started doing sketches on Facebook and Snapchat and all that.
Not the face, but you're showing your age there.
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah, 2016.
You got
2016?
That's when we started.
I was 16. How does that make you feel?
Fantastic. That's where all the good shit is on Facebook.
I used to love Facebook back in the day. I used to write like Jedward lyrics.
As your status.
Yeah, I used to be obsessed. I wanted to fuck Jedward so bad.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Have you grown out of that?
Yes, yeah. Really? I feel like when I imagine Tipperary, I imagine fields of wheat, grass, cattle.
Mm. Cattle, yeah.
Few men wearing, like, this is how I imagine caps.
The what?
Caps.
You're going to have to explain.
Yeah. Like the farmer's hats.
Paddy cap.
A flat
cap.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, so many different words.
You call it
cap. Yeah, because most of them who wear them at football games. So, and I feel like they have like the long guns and like gilets and that's it really.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Perfect.
No, it's pretty much like that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you taking the piss or is it actually like that?
It's proper country, yeah.
I love that.
There is lots of green fields, to be fair.
You can see cows out your window. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
What is that word that you taught me on my tour? Have you got, when I said...
Frontage.
Have you got some frontage? Is how you approach an Irish man. I still haven't tried that.
Yes.
Oh, that kills.
So frontage is like...
Have you got any frontage?
Yeah.
Did that work for you?
Yeah. I'm a little excited.
Are you?
She's very...
Ooh. Thank you. I'm trying. You guys came to my tour.
What a night.
How did you find that? Tell me all.
Your fans sent us so much filth at halftime.
Of course,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of them.
They were all sliding in.
They were good. They were up out of the seats. Like, people were going crazy. It was like Bingo Loco.
And there was one girl that just consistently wouldn't stop shouting at me the entire time. I'd say something. She was like, GK Barry.
She just kept shouting your name.
Barry. Like, you'd be talking about something serious and she'd just pop in with that. And I was like, thank you. That is like, me. Yeah.
For a while, I was like, what's she shouting? And then it was like, she's just shouting Grace's name. It's crazy.
She got
like,
taken out as well halfway through.
Hardly
she got booted
surprised.
Out.
How'd you find the Irish crowd?
I love it. I just feel like there's no crowd like the Irish crowd. Yeah. They're feral, respectfully, obviously. It's just great. And they love to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Which is ideal because I don't remember half my shows. I hardly remember your show.
You did Blind Date.
Yeah.
On the show. And this guy got up and he was from Tipperary. Do you remember this?
Mm.
And he told the weirdest story about he went on a date with a guy like in a van up the mountain, just the two of them. And he would not stop
talking. He wouldn't stop. The story was 40 minutes long.
You were trying to get the mic back off him. And he was describing in detail the weird shit him and this other man were getting up to. And he was like looking for your advice or something. And everyone,
I don't know where the advice came in as well. Because he was like, it was 2 years ago. I was like, well.
What do you want?
Well, what do you want from me? Yeah, it was. And then a guy at the front was like, I'll date you.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is going too far now. They're going to shag in the toilets and it's going to be my fault somehow.
You're playing matchmaker.
Yeah, always, always. Did you guys like my Magic Michaels?
Jesus Christ. I follow them on Instagram.
Did you?
Yeah. I really like them.
Who was it? Was it you that took one of them out?
I got up on his back.
But
yeah, Johnny came out on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And then your man looked at me and was like, that's not happening. So I carried him out.
Because you had Sammy, the smaller one.
Yeah, so I carried him out. He's actually he's bigger than he looks.
Yeah, they are. Every day they had to just hoist me up as well. I thought, these poor fuckers.
That's the job men would pay for.
Yeah, one butt cheek on each.
Hey.
Like people would pay. No one would pay. Not one person. What was your favourite part of the show?
I particularly liked at the end of Blind Date where your topless dancer grinded on someone like Magic Mike. That was a personal highlight for me.
That's my worst nightmare as well. Like, I have 5 seconds of getting grinded on and I want to physically... It's one of the worst things anyone can ever do to you, ever.
I've not got much grinding done.
You haven't?
No.
I can't imagine.
I mean...
If you're going on a hen party or something,
right?
Is it good crack? Girls, you always get a male stripper, no?
I could, if I had a hen party, which would be a miracle anyway that I was getting married, but if I had a hen party and they went, oh my God, the police are here.
Yeah.
I promise you I'd get up and leave.
No.
I'd be like, this isn't, I can't have a cock in my face at 3 p.m. It's so, there's after six.
What time? Yeah, I was going to say, what time
six,
is it appropriate?
Throw them at me. Before six feels extreme. And everyone's watching you just like get dry humped and you're just sat there like...
I'm having a good time.
I'm really having a good time. One of the Dream Boys as well always gets his cock out when he does his show. And I'm
Lovely.
How do you have a conversation with someone else?
Has he a good one?
Yeah, but he pumps it up.
No way.
So I'm unsure what it looks like normally.
Fuck.
I mean, I wouldn't know anyway.
Pumps it up like a fucking football.
Yeah, no, apparently you put a condom, I'm just going to tell you, put a condom on, you wrap it round, and I don't know if you maybe like slap it or just give it one of those.
Get the blood flowing.
I looked at you in the eyes when I did that.
You're imaginary.
And I was like, now it's weird. But yeah, he does that and then he just whips it out and he fucking flaps it about everywhere. So it's like semi-hard.
How big is it?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. And I don't know what you put on your CV to get that job.
Yeah.
Hung like a horse.
Dick pumper.
Dick pumper. But apart from that, I feel like that's my favourite bit as well.
The big one on hens now is like drawing lads naked.
Mm.
That's the big one.
Drawing them naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would offend them so bad if I did that.
So you get some like fucking wrinkly old man who comes in. There's one lad who does, he's like 60.
Yeah, just he gets his old balls out.
Yeah.
Okay, would you guys do that? If you got asked to do that.
We had to do it for a TV show. Do you remember? What? We had to stand naked on a table, and three female art students drew us. And one of them had like barely any English. And the drawing she did of us like ruined my self-confidence. 4 years
just after. Like a little nub.
Oh my god.
I seen him.
So remember, she's a Japanese lady. She
she kind of didn't understand, like it was for a TV show, but it was like just for a bit of crack really, like. So yeah, the other art students were like drawing it, and they were like, you know, just playing along with the gag, like, but she didn't understand.
She's been deadly serious.
And she was like, the composition, like, and I was like, what the fuck?
It made us do all different poses and stuff up against each other.
What kind of poses are we thinking? 69?
Proper nose, more like, like hugging each other and like holding each other.
What?
You got to stand there for 40 minutes.
And you guys haven't slept in the same bed, but you'll do that.
Yeah.
It was for television. We needed the show really badly.
Needed the money.
Yeah.
That's, I could, like, I don't know what money I'd do that for. I would pose naked for, just got to remember this is on the internet.
How much?
Forever.
How much?
1.4 mil, tax free. Cash in hand.
Quite specific, right? Yeah. Why that much?
I'm just, well, first of all, they'll be like, why is there a naked praying mantis on the fucking table in front of you? Like, there's people would just be like, I'm not doing that.
No, absolutely come on, not. You gotta stop.
They just do like a little stick man. I'd be like, true.
I bet there's someone watching now who'd be like, I pay 1.4 mil.
Well, I will be fucked then because I've said I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you?
Can you wear, no.
Some like extreme OnlyFans.
How much? How are you meant to pose? Like, I don't know what you'd like.
Just your ear up bottle.
And it must be covering my purse. I feel like it's too much.
Your purse.
My purse. Why do you always think I say purse?
Sorry.
How often have you said that around us?
I said, yeah, true.
Always. 100% there is like a rich man in Dubai right now watching 100%. This who's like, get the cash.
Okay, how much money would it take for both of you to shit on a man's chest?
I'm shitting on someone else's chest.
You're shitting on a man's chest.
I'll do that for free.
I was just about to say, I was about to say the exact same thing, yeah.
Okay, someone to shit on your chest.
Nah, to be no money.
How's their diet?
Lentils, bit of protein.
That's okay, too solid. Much roughage. No, that's solid. Too much roughage.
Are they getting some bran? Are they getting some fibre in their diet?
Okay, so you can't be, it has to be thick.
Yeah.
That may feel sick.
I'd let someone shit on me for like 100 grand cash.
Would you?
Is that grand? 100 grand? You'd need like a tetanus shot after though.
Yeah.
What happens to the shit?
Shot is like 50 quid.
What happens to the shit? Okay, what you do, you have to take it off your chest.
Or a hand.
Yeah.
I won't touch it.
I don't know why I'm making up.
Are those the rules?
Yeah, that those are happen. The rules. You're on a yacht in Dubai.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You're laid there. You've got a man, late 50s.
Yeah.
Money, rich. He stinks of money.
Right.
He
stinks of shit.
Comes on. Yeah, well, you will stink of shit after. So... And he squats, you're laid down like this, and nice. He squats and shits on your chest. How much money? Are you still saying 100 grand?
Cash.
Cash in hand.
I mean,
I'd need a million.
Yeah, I've lost a bit of respect for you there. You would look a man's arsehole in the eye.
You don't have to look.
You can, if you want to.
You can look away.
But you're still getting shat on, yeah, Johnny, like is the situation at hand for 100 grand.
Is that the face you'd make while you shit on you?
It's coming out, it's like...
Oh my God.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Fuck, don't look. Don't film it.
If I ever was scrolling and I saw a leaked video of you,
you'll know,
getting shat on, I would have to block you. I'd be like, we've had some great times. Thank you for doing the show.
That's a real thing. This whole Dubai porta potty thing, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that video?
No, but I want to.
It was one of the worst shits.
There's a video
I've ever seen. It was like,
oh, maybe I have
green and wet and so much.
What is he eating?
So much. I think it was a woman. Or was it? No, it was a man. Does anyone know about this video?
Shitting on a woman.
Everyone's acting like they haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that. Yeah, of course.
I watched it twice. I wanted to make sure what was going on was going on. I wanted to take it all in and hope that will never be me.
I'm just looking at it being like, really needs to up the fibre in the diet.
That's your constructive criticism. By the way, thank you for the money. You should probably eat a little bit more.
You should see a dietitian. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you guys the video after if you want to see.
I'm looking forward to seeing
it. How much for you?
Oh, I'm to do with shit is like my worst nightmare. So I'd say.
So if it's 1.4 million for you to get naked, how much is it for?
For them to squat and shit on me.
This is the good stuff. This is what people want.
Yeah. This is people dying to know.
The same lad
I'd say knows. 5 mil. Has to be. Because then I feel like I'll never be the same again. My tits will never be the same. My tits are pierced. That's so infection worthy there. Why am I looking at you? It's just infection worthy.
Mm.
So I feel like there's a lot of, you know, and if I get scabies or anything from that's brand ruined.
Can you get scabies from shit?
Unsure. I'm sure there's something you can get from shit, which I don't want. So it would be 5 mil hard out. If anyone wants to fly me out for 5 mil, cover the flights, shit on my chest, I will be there.
Fuck, I feel like I should up my number now.
Yeah, that was, yours so was cheap, crazy. Well, 100K?
But yours is achievable. There probably is somebody who's like, I'll give 100 grand a shit.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have done for money? Have you done anything weird?
Oh.
Two Johnnies.
Yeah.
For the last TV show, for a segment we did, I came out in a mankini.
I bet that was...
And my mum was there at the recording.
It was in a pub.
It was in a pub. Like, so our TV show at home is the Two Johnnies Late Night Lock-In. It's recorded in a pub.
Yeah.
And I came out as mankini, in a mankini. And I remember like watching it back, being like, that was a fucking low point. And the producer was like, it's fucking funny, mate. He's English. He's like, it's just fucking funny, mate. Yeah. And I was like, is it really funny? Like, or is it a bit degrading? And he was like, and I said, but is the mankini funny because it's on me? I said, what if Johnny came out? And he was like, oh, Johnny's in shape, mate. It wouldn't be as funny. I was like, fucking hell. So it was funny. It was a cheap laugh. But
would you ever consider wearing one again?
No.
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 Never?
Never.
Right.
They're also very uncomfortable. And I had to have it on because it was a quick change during the TV show. I had to have it on for the whole thing. And in the first part, we were doing this thing on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It's on underneath his clothes.
100%. I had iron on the inside of my legs.
Because we're mic'd up and all, so that he can whip off his jumper and it's there.
Right, and it's there.
Yeah. So we did this whole, we interviewed somebody on treadmills because she has a hiking book out.
Right.
And so we did the whole segment.
I don't know what you just said, but yes.
It's cool, yeah.
Yes.
We were on treadmills and he had a mankini up his ass.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's a lot.
Pretty bad.
There's a lot going on there.
Oh.
Pseudocreme was needed.
You poor man.
I know.
Have you ever done anything that
dressed you? No, we dressed you in drag for another one.
That was, yeah.
I
that
feel
was
like you'd look good in drag, actually.
Yeah, no, I did look good.
You probably look like me.
No, I did look good. So, I had a corset. Oh. It was tight. Hiding the multitude, but it was tight.
They glue your eyebrows.
Glue your eyebrows down. Yeah, so it was great. Like, we filmed in Miami, and we did this bit. They put on the makeup, put the glue on, the whole lot, and then they were like, and cut. That's brilliant, lads. Fair play. Everyone left. I'm there in full drag, being like, you got a makeup wipe. Yeah. Lads are gone. Everyone's gone. So I'm sitting there. We go to McDonald's to the drive-thru and I'm like, oh, can I get a large quarter pounder meal? Full face on.
Yeah,
I can't get it off.
In so
I
went America back, as well.
Yeah, so nothing over there.
I went back to the hotel. Yeah, it was normal around it. But I went back to the hotel and I had to scrub it off with a towel.
With a towel?
Yeah. Because that's all
that's
I had.
That's the most manly thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
3 hours of scrubbing his shit out. The next day I was just pure red in my
is
face.
Is that you? Though. Can you zoom in on the face?
That is me, yeah.
I haven't got my glasses on. Fucking hell, Johnny.
It's quite scary, to be honest.
You,
I'd do you.
I would, if I saw you at night, I'd scream.
Yeah. Imagine waking
I'd
up beside
my
that.
Alarm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just waking up beside David, like, fuck.
Yeah. I'd be like, how much did I drink last night? Who is that? That's horror.
It was scary, yeah. I thought, yeah, fucking hell, why do I get to do all the fucking horrible stuff?
Yeah, why aren't you doing any of this?
I don't know.
Yeah, come to think
I'm
of it.
I'm the one who will do things for money, as we know.
He's cheaper as well, yeah.
Cheaper, right?
Jesus. Yeah, that was a low point.
Yeah. No, filming in public is weird.
It's humbling.
Yeah.
Very humbling. Especially if people don't realise you're filming. So it just looks like you've gone out of your way to do that.
You're good though. If you wanted to do a story or something on Instagram, you would do it in a public place.
Not on like a train. On like the street, I'd do it.
Yeah.
But if I was on a train, being like, what's up, guys? Can't believe I'm here today. Like, I would actually... So embarrassing. But I feel like you guys would.
I would. It's not
Johnny would. I wouldn't. No, I barely have... like Instagram.
You don't really use
terrible
Insta.
On social media. I'm terrible. Terrible. I'm
even
used
the OAP can use it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just not arsed. I'm so lazy. It's incredible. Honestly, if I could just do our podcast like and just rock up for an hour and go away, I would be happy.
Can you explain, you've got a fist dildo on your podcast and a double-ended one. Can you just give me some context for that?
So we did a lot of, we do a lot of segments on sex toys.
Right.
Our producer is a female, Maura.
Yeah.
She's brilliant at it. So we got sent this fist. It looks like a teenager's fist in size,
it's
maybe.
It's quite small.
Quite small. Mm. It's a black rubber fist. And... would you believe it's designed to go up your arsehole?
That was a big shock.
Up the arsehole?
That was the big shock.
That was the plot twist.
Maura was like, Anya, and it's supposed to go up the anus. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a small enough fist, but like...
still.
Oh, I don't believe in anything up the anus. That's crazy. No. Crazy.
Like a 12-year-old's fist.
That's,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels more weird. Yeah. Yeah. It's when you think about it.
It's just fun to have the fist to like... hammer it and
yeah.
You use it a lot in situations that aren't sexual as well.
We got a dildo as well.
Mm.
Couldn't believe how floppy it was, but I don't know how much use it is. But since my finger fell off, it's so soft. It's perfect. It's like a stress ball.
He has to do extra.
So I've got like a stress dildo.
Yeah.
So I'm basically sitting there recording the podcast.
Is it the double-ended one?
No,
that is quite. It's just a lovely little soft one. It's so soft. It's lovely.
But you're like imagining it now.
I wish I brought it with me.
I wish you brought it with you.
Yeah.
So
every time I look at him, he's fucking squeezing the dildo. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do my exercises on the dildo. So it's weird when we're recording an interview and
you're just squeezing.
Sitting there with a dildo. It's quite off button for someone.
Also, to pick up on Johnny's point, the dildos we got sent, none of them are quite hard. They're all like soft semis.
Oh.
Even the double ended one, I thought would be harder. I don't know what people do with it.
Well, I think I know what people do with it. Yeah. I think
but
I can only assume.
Well, I thought it'd have to be...
Yeah, but I feel like once in a package, I got sent a glass dildo and I was like, this feels dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
This feels like it shouldn't be in me.
Yep.
And it wasn't, but it feels extreme. Legendary. Some sex toys are a lot. There's like ones that are like 12 inches and they move up and down. What kind of pussy do you have?
It's a fucking labyrinth.
Yeah, like what kind of canal do you have to take that? Is crazy.
I see those. Do you see those fuck machines? Like
that's a fuck machine.
They're
to me.
So scary.
Is as scary as a fleshlight. Do you?
No.
Okay, good. I think if you have a fleshlight, you're possibly a sex offender.
Ooh.
we got sent one in the big sex toy delivery.
You didn't try it.
No,
but really? I'm curious.
I would be curious. I'd try it if I was a guy.
Would
just
you lose
once.
Even more respect for me if I tried it?
I mean, I don't know if there's any respect left, but I think
but surely to
you might as well
review it for the podcast.
That's what I said. I said I was willing to try it, and then Johnny was like, "Yeah, but you've got a review on the podcast." I said,
and only
"No,
one
I'm willing
of you
to try
can
it,
use it,
like privately.
You can't be sharing a fleshlight. Oh,
you can't put that in the dishwasher. Like,
no.
I wonder how the dishwasher safe.
No, at the bottom of it screws off, and you clean it.
Okay.
But that's
a
shameful part. I feel like, you know, when you get post-nut clarity, when you're then washing out the pussy light, I feel like that would be a big, big low point.
Put your marigolds on, Oh, how you doing?
Had a good
Leave
night.
It to dry on the draining board.
How often do you wash it out after every use?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Mm.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like you could...
Someone who's
you
got
see how much you're getting in the week, like.
I need you to try it out and give a full review.
Is it like the bin? You know what I mean? You just keep squashing it down. And it's time to properly bring it out. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll try it.
Try it. For us.
Yeah.
And then let us know how it'd be. I'm scared you'll get like a sex addiction after it. You won't even want women anymore.
Yeah, a sex addiction.
I doubt. You won't want women anymore. You had your show on Saturday. I don't know what day this is going out. But it was before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was I like watching the Sex Pistols?
How drunk were you?
Yeah, I was so drunk. I was like,
No, it was some crack. It was great.
The crowd, our crowd are agricultural.
They were loving it. And people kept putting stuff on their phone screen.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Can you even read it?
Yeah.
My eyesight is quite bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't
see. I wouldn't know. I'd be squinting, like, forgetting.
Yeah, one person was just saying, like, my hometown is like Ross Grey. And it just said, Ross Grey on the phone. I was like, cool.
Just to remember where you come from.
I was kind of half looking at them then. I'm trying to remember the words of the song, but like, do I fucking know them? It's the weirdest thing, but it was good. Yeah, our show was a full band show, so it was different. We came the last time and did Hackney Empire and did the podcast.
I saw pictures of that. So what did you usually do, like a podcast
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Sit down comedy.
You thought can't be asked for that today.
Well, change it up.
We're bringing out an album. In between the songs, there's little snippets. We've interviewed people from around the town.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like one of the guys from the Tidy Towns Committee and another guy, he's a gravedigger. There's little clips of them.
Gravedigger?
Yeah. He's a funny fucker.
You have to be if you're digging graves. There's not much fun in that job, is there, yeah. to be honest. But he's got arms like the fucking Hulk, though.
If you've seen him, he's like a proper owl lad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
An owl?
Owl.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was like, an owl lad.
Sorry, yeah. Fuck.
Who is that?
Forgetting. I've got to talk in my...
The language barrier.
I've got to talk in my foreign voice.
It's hard being bilingual.
Did you see the couple shifting?
At the gig?
Dance, like, is shifting dancing?
Kissing.
No.
Right.
What?
In the middle of our first song, they had a flag wrapped around them and they were mauling the face off each other.
That's what your songs do to people.
Yeah.
Me and Hannah were just... humping in the corner on that first song. Fucking hell, get me to Tipperary. Take me back.
Sex Pistols.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I seen you when we played I Tell Me Ma.
Lost my shit. And that she only calls me when she's locked. Oh my God. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I've seen it live. Because me and Hannah tried to do some research before.
Professionals.
I was like, okay, let me learn some lyrics. So I got that line for that song.
Yeah.
I know Tell Me Ma, because Hannah's got like a kink with that song.
Yeah, right. Really?
It's constant. She likes to run to it. Don't know if you know, Hannah's doing a half marathon. We won't get into it because she'll tell you later. It's a midlife crisis and we're fine with it.
You're embracing fine with it.
Yeah, she's like, look at me, 6 a.m. on a run. I thought, fucking hell. Are you all right? What's happened? This is what turning 30 does. When I turn 30, you'll see me with one of those like stab vests on, running. I don't know what they're called, like running vests. It's a running vest.
I hate running.
Why are you, unless you're about to be murdered, I just don't see the point of running anywhere. Yeah. It hurts. I feel sick. I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And then I also, because I don't run, I itch. Whenever I do too much exercise, my legs itch.
Your legs itch, okay.
Yeah. I think it's like my arteries are like, fuck.
I've never heard of that before, and I legs itch.
Oh, you've never? Never?
No.
Same, I made that up.
Itchy legs.
Yeah.
But you're gym bunny now.
Gym bunny?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot, thank you. That's going in the bio. Gym bunny.
Gym shark for life, no, you're in.
Yeah, yeah, I like to, what I do is I wear gym gear to make it look like I
just
come back from my 9 mile run.
Yeah, sometimes I put on gym gear just to motivate myself.
Does it work?
I feel better about myself when I'm like, I might go to the gym. Do you know what I mean?
It's a fun thing to say to people as well. What are you doing? I must go to the gym.
But you know, gyms are awkward though.
Yeah.
Like they're really uncomfortable. It's full of like grunting men, stinks. You've got to like wait for someone to finish what they're doing and then you go on and people are watching you. It's hell. I did a spin class once and I physically had to leave.
Why?
I thought I was going to vomit.
I don't think I'd be able for the motivation of this.
And the music's too intense. Yeah. It's like hardcore drum and bass. If they had Tell Me Ma on, I'd be like...
Yeah.
But it's
casually
always,
cycling.
Yeah, yeah, too much. Too much. And you also finished with that... What's the...
Free From Desire.
That's it. Free
what
From Desire.
Irish people love that.
I didn't expect you to pull that out of your ass. I was like...
Yeah. A bit of craziness at the end.
Yeah.
It was wild.
There's a song we finished with then. It's huge in Ireland, but I don't think anyone else has heard of it. Maniac 2000.
Yeah, absolute pass.
This song is like the Irish national anthem. People go insane.
Oh, I thought it actually was the... Because you were like, now for the national anthem. The Irish, and I was like, this feels a bit intense.
That would be great. Like, we're in Twickenham.
Yeah.
Teams lined up. Yeah, yeah, funky, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue what that song was.
Yeah,
no. You've got to check that out. Swaying. That is a tune.
What's it called?
Maniac 2000.
Maniac 2000.
It's so fast. People play that at weddings and everyone just loses their shit.
Really?
Yeah. You got to go to an Irish wedding.
Irish wedding.
Oh, I haven't been to an English wedding, but I hear the Irish
wedding. Don't fucking bother. It's just buffets of like cocktails.
Yeah, what the fuck is
rolls.
Who is a buffet at a wedding?
I love a buffet. It's a buffet, but I'm going to need you to calm down.
I'm a fan of a buffet, not at a wedding. I'm not having that.
What did you have at your wedding?
Full on 4-course meal, 5-course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you listen, you've got the two Johnny's money, all right?
Everyone in Ireland.
Everyone does.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Irish wedding is the best crack. You're drinking all day, goes full band, DJ, goes all night. Day two, same again.
I don't think I could go because I think the regret I'd wake up with would actually end me.
You just get on it then again.
I think I'd sleep with a priest, and I don't know if I can have that on my back. I can't have that on my conscience.
On your back.
I think he'd be on his back.
He'd be on my back. He'd be doing all sorts of positions. Teach him how to go.
Body of Christ.
Yeah. Literally.
You just go to, yeah, it'd be handy. You could just go straight to confession then with the priest.
Have you ever done that?
Confession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when you go into the booth?
Yeah.
Any fun?
I mean, you shouldn't make it up, but sometimes it's fun.
Sometimes I feel like my problems wouldn't be that bad and I feel like I'd wasted his time, so I'd have to start lying.
It's just to...
What's that, like, counselling?
And then I robbed the bank.
Embellish it.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgive me, Father, I'm addicted to fleshlights.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd be able to help with that.
It's okay, my child. So am I.
Ask God what I should do.
Yeah.
I shat on a man's chest for money. Forgive me. And he's like,
I can't ever go back
say
to
two
Dubai.
Hail Marys and stop shitting on people. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, how was your St. Patrick's Day? Tell me all.
We were supposed to be on a float.
In the parade. Yeah.
But somebody dragged us into a pub.
Is it Johnny Smacks? Yeah, it was
Johnny
Smacks.
We had a great day.
We had a great day. Yeah. We met loads of Irish people.
Right.
And we even sang in a pub. A session broke out.
I sang in two bars.
Yeah.
I got handed a banjo.
What?
And we sang.
Do you know how to play a banjo?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Come on.
He's good with his hands, Grace.
I know.
Ding, the ding, ding, ding. Irish
that
porn.
That just ruined again, whatever.
Irish porn,
there.
The music is not like Boom Chicka Wow Wow. It's all fiddles.
Boom Chicka Wow Wow.
Tin whistles, yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy, what you just said.
I don't know. I haven't watched porn in a while. You took my game.
Oh, wait. What's your favourite porn category?
I just like riding.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I don't want any mad shit. Just people having sex. What's wrong with that? Why is the internet gone so
it's just
weird?
Just the way you just came out with that. No thoughts.
Right. I like the ones where there's like a tradesman comes. Because I used to be a carpenter.
Fucking
so, you know, a guy knocks and he's like, you know, I'm here to fix refrigerator or whatever. And then, because... The thing I like about those is that she rings him and like 2 minutes later he's there.
Right.
Have you ever tried to get an electrician? You're waiting fucking weeks.
You're waiting weeks.
The electrician in pornos is like, he's there. And then he fixes the thing straight away and she's so grateful. They have mad sex.
No, like, but I don't understand how you get into that.
And it's like up against the fridge that he's just fixed.
Yeah.
Whereas in Ireland, you ring a tradesman and they never turn up.
Did you ever fuck someone as a carpenter?
No.
You should have seen him when he was a carpenter.
Oh, long hair. You had long hair back then.
He's fucking no one.
And a beard. Yeah.
That's insane. You look like Hagrid.
A little bit. It's the pants that does it. You know the Snickers workwear with all the pockets in them?
Yeah.
You hang your hanger
I off. Like a handyman outfit.
Yeah.
If they've got a high vis, I'll do a bit of stuck porn. I'll do anything.
There's a saying in Ireland, like for those work pants, those Snickers. Snickers on, knickers off.
Oh.
Snickers, drop knickers.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Guy comes in and workwear. That's male lingerie.
Yeah.
Really?
We've got a friend, the Chalk Ice. He wears workwear.
Do you want to expand on why he's called Chalk Ice? Or
no.
Okay.
You can call him Chocolate because he's irresistible to women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's Chocolate. A nice nickname.
Yeah, Chalk Ice. Yeah.
He's a big, handsome man. He's got a big hammer hanging off his belt.
Off his belt.
Hanging off his belt.
He got a big
hammer. Come on.
Where are you going with that? That's exactly what she said. No. But his big hand. It's a good look. That's a porn kink, right?
Yeah. Okay.
The tradesman thing, yeah.
I'm shocked that you like I need my pipes fixed kind of porn.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe it.
I used to be a carpenter calling around to houses like
I'd
that.
Just skip past that. That's the shit you skip.
Yeah.
Well, it's like an action movie. If you go watch John Wick, it reminds me of a porno. Because there's a bit at the start where the plot happens, you know, someone dies, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's just like 90 minutes action. It's like a porno. They set it up at the start and no one gives a shit about that. It's like, get to the action.
What are your opinions on Fake Taxi?
Well, I've never seen it, actually. I know it's a thing, but I've never watched it.
One of the boys bought a Fake Taxi
I'm
sticker.
Shocked.
And put it on one of our friend's car. He didn't know it was on it for like a month. It was fucking
a month?
Nice. Yeah, right on the bottom of
I'd have got straight in.
Yeah.
I'm like, Tipperary, sir.
So what is it? They film a porno.
But do you know what it is? It's just this like... British.
He's too aggressive for me.
You're right, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Put your fucking tits away, you dirty slut. All of that shit. I'm like, fuck, no. don't know what kind of black cabs he's been in, but, and then it's just this girl just randomly sat there with her tits out in the back of a black cab, and all of a sudden he magically appears at the back.
He's always blurred out as well.
Yeah, before I moved to London, I was like, this is what it's going to be. Yeah.
Were you expecting every black cab?
Black cab.
Taxi.
And then I got in, he actually dropped me off. I was like, oh, it's not really how it works, is it?
You were getting your tits out in the back.
Yeah, he's like, are you all right? Can you put them away? This is how you pay. But anyway, that's
I don't
Patrick
have any stuff. Money. Oh no.
Do you think that would work?
What?
If you were a taxi driver, both of you, say you weren't married, you're a taxi driver, right? And
taxi
a woman
drive.
Comes in
no.
and goes, sir, no. I've got no money.
I'll be like, look, it's cash or not. I won't even take card. It's just got to be cash. Cash is king. Get it in.
In hand. Cash.
Cash in hand.
Yeah. If I was a taxi driver, I'd want to get paid up front.
You don't
trust any fucker. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's some trauma that you've got yeah. going on there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I should look deep into that.
Yeah, how does the meter work? I'm assuming it's 20 quid. So.
I'm going to be honest, on the taxi over here, I just
horror.
Totally took a vow of silence. I was just like concentrating, just been like, don't get sick. Don't get sick.
Oh, you felt sick in the taxis yeah. here. Did you? Yeah,
too
but
hot.
Are you facing going back?
No, I wouldn't do that. Fuck. And yeah. serial killers, only people who sit like that.
I sit going back.
Do you? Yeah, on a train as well.
Lock your doors. Yeah, on a
no
train's
way.
Fine.
No.
You could end up anywhere.
How do you know where you're going? I can't see where you're going.
Because they go, your next stop is... You're not driving the train. If you're driving the train, that's a whole other issue.
I mean, if you're driving the train sitting backwards, it'd be a fucking recipe for
disaster.
If you
got on a train and you saw me out the window, like, would you still get on the train?
No.
Right.
No.
That feels like an attack.
I couldn't even sit backwards on a train.
Really?
No. Motion sickness. I like to see where I'm going.
You need the bands.
What?
Those
the bands.
The sickness bands.
Yeah, when
yeah.
I went on the wheel, I had to wear them.
When
I
you
was like spinning too much. I was like, oh.
No way.
I swear to God.
You wore travel sickness bands
I felt
on Michael McIntyre's
so
the wheel.
Sick. Ah. And I had to take some Dramamine, whatever the fuck it is.
How fast is the wheel?
So fast. I don't like rides either. You won't catch me on the teacups. You won't catch me on whatever they're called.
Do you not
yeah.
like carnivals, huh? Like
no. I like getting like a hot dog, but that's...
I went to Disney World. Some fucking class.
I did that and didn't go on any of the rides. So it was,
really?
Yeah.
What
really
did you do?
Pointless. Yeah, I went on the teacups once and found my hate for spinning.
Yeah.
Right.
And then thought, yeah, fuck this. So I just ate candy floss for 2 weeks. So.
It's crazy. I was saying this to Johnny. I went to like the theme park, to Universal in Florida.
Yeah.
And he was like, what were the rides like? I was like, I had my eyes closed for all of them. There's yeah. points just fucking going on them, really.
Sorry, you can't sit backwards on a train, but you can go on a ride.
Yeah, we see...
That...
I'd be forced to go on the ride.
Right.
So my wife would be like, I want to go on. I'd be like, fucking hell. All the pictures just me. Yeah. So tense for like 2 weeks. Just...
I think people that go on, you know the slingshot?
Oh, yeah.
That.
I think you have got some deep-rooted issues if you ask to go on that ride. There's no way.
There's always one of them in like, say we'd go to Santa Ponsa on holiday. That'd be our Benidorm. Like.
Oh, okay. Is that and, Spain?
Yeah, Spain. Yeah,
right.
Mallorca. And it's...
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever been on one of those holidays?
Like? I've never been on a girl's holiday.
Fuck off.
She's not a fan of flying.
No, it's not just that. I just, I mean, Spain I can deal with.
Do you not like flying?
Up and down. No. God forbid.
Do you walk to Disney World?
Yeah, got a ferry.
Ran.
Yeah. I just don't. People that are pilots think, what the fuck is wrong with you? Air hostesses.
You'd be a good air hostess.
Yeah.
Tea or coffee?
Oh, I can see it.
Tea or coffee?
Yeah.
Although if we go down, I'm first out, they can all go fuck themselves. I'm not 100%. Messing about. Kids and women first, I'm out first. I am out first. No way. Yeah, planes aren't for me.
I always imagine that when they're saying like, you know, attend to yourself first. I'm like, fucking damn right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because men, you've got to get everyone out first.
Do we?
You've got to be the last in. Yeah, morally. Morally, you've got to do it.
When you're sitting at the emergency exit on the plane, they ask you like, you know, are you okay to help yeah. out in case of an emergency? I'll be like, yeah.
I'm always blackout drunk next to the exit. Like, yeah, babe.
I passed
I've
out on
got
a plane.
This. What?
I passed out on a plane.
Really?
Yeah. Home from Abu Dhabi.
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
I was almost as sick as I am today.
Really?
Yeah. So.
We obviously were on the beer for a couple of days, gigging in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
He collapsed on the plane. It's the funniest thing.
What do you mean collapsed?
He
passed. That is such an ick. No
strapped
way.
Strapped into the seat. So he's like,
oh no.
Strapped into the seat. And we were taking off, so we couldn't get him out. And then two air hostesses and they pulled you by the ankles.
Oh my God.
Down the aisle.
Oh my God.
And people were like, fuck, one of the two Johnnies is dead. And I started filming and you went crazy at me.
Yeah, of course I did. I came to and I had an oxygen tank on. So normally the phone. I was like, fuck off with the phone.
No, why did they drag you to the front? That's so embarrassing.
So I was proper strapped into the seat. So I mean, like, I felt limp. And then it was just a belt.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty embarrassing, to be honest.
That's my worst nightmare during takeoff as well. The most dramatic time.
I was saying to the air hostess, the fella, he was sitting down, you know, strapped in. We were kind of in the front row, I think. And I was like, can I get up and go to the toilet? And he was like, we're taking off. You can't get up. And I was like, please, I don't feel well. And he was like, you have to sit in your seat. And I was like, please, I want to go. Bang, gone. Just mid sentence, slumped. I see. He thought I was faking. A proper oval.
Did you not panic? I would panic if someone fainted next to me. I'd be the worst person.
I got my orange juice.
You had your eye mask on.
I was gone, yeah.
Of course.
I sleep anywhere.
Got him an orange juice.
Yeah, pep him up a bit.
If I just passed out and someone handed me an orange juice, I'd be like, that's not going to cut it.
And not only that, like, we landed after a fucking 8-hour flight that I passed out on, and then we landed and we had to do a podcast.
What?
Yeah.
It was good.
And you still did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight in, hardcore.
That could never be me. I'd take the week off.
Now I would.
To recover.
Now I would, yeah.
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 In the old age, you have to look after the vessel.
Easy. How old do you think we are?
You're 33.
32.
32, sorry. You're 32. You're 37.
Yeah.
He looks fresh. He looks younger than me.
Yeah, you do. No, yeah. Not, yeah, no, but as in you do, look, you both look young.
Thank you.
You both look very young.
Save that.
Must be the tea I did. I panicked as soon as that came out. It must be the tap water over there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good tap water.
So I feel like, how old do you think I look? And don't be fucking rude.
No, you're 24.
Yeah.
Mm. You look around
24.
41. You look young. You look college age, I would say.
College age?
Yeah.
Is that legal? Is that like what? Like 18?
No, 21.
Oh, I was going to say, we've got different colleges. Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, okay.
There you go.
Thank you for saying that. I actually needed that. The Botox can wait. They can wait.
There you go.
Tell me more about your St. Patrick's Day. Did anyone have a fight? Did anyone scrap?
There was a fight in the pub, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, I love that.
The guards came in and cleared it. And then, like, they stopped serving. And I was like, "Not this won't happen in Ireland.
No.
You don't stop never serving. Stop you never that. Stop serving.
Even if it's, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, well.
Depends where you are.
What was the fight over? Does anyone remember?
I think someone hit a bouncer. It wasn't us.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me upset.
Yeah.
You didn't have one scrap when you were in the UK.
We've still got time.
We can have a scrap.
We don't go home at 6 o'clock. Yeah, let's have a wrestle.
A naked wrestle. Both
all right.
Of you.
Okay. Ooh. How much?
100 grand.
He'll end up by shitting on you, yeah.
Was there loads of Americans out? There was
loads of Americans back home in Ireland for Paddy's Day.
I was going to say, I saw this video and the whole of Temple Bar, of course,
in Dublin,
was filled with American people.
You sell it like St. Patrick was Welsh.
Right.
Got kidnapped as a slave, brought to Ireland, forced to tend sheep up a mountain, and then converted everyone to Christianity. And we celebrated by drinking and wearing green plastic Chinese hats.
Yeah, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing.
None.
Why do we celebrate him again?
He brought Christianity to Ireland.
He got rid of the snakes.
He got rid of the snakes too.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Allegedly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
It's just a big charade.
Irish people fucking love ginger people. I don't know what it is. Hannah was like a piece of meat in Ireland.
Fly on shite.
A fly on shite. It was like insane. A
lot of attention.
Yeah, she loved it. Well, I loved it for you. I was considering dying my own hair. I thought, fuck me. I'm just a piece of shit in the corner. It was incredible.
God.
Is there a thing about that, or is it just...
I don't know.
It's probably just more gingers there, I think. It's probably just quite normal.
Like Brave. I know she was Scottish.
What a cartoon, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cartoon. Yeah. Loved the way.
What cartoon are you watching that has St. Patrick in it?
No, I just, you know when you send a GIF
online
and you say Happy St. Patrick's Day and it comes up with like a little
leprechaun
dancing with a long hat on and a beard. Yeah.
Leprechauns aren't real.
Don't ever say that again.
You don't know that, man.
You can't say that. Yeah. It's like the Loch Ness. The Loch Ness exists.
We get St. Patrick's Day. What's the English equivalent?
Do you say St. George's Day?
A national holiday.
Is St. George's Day the dragon's
Slay the Dragons.
It's a good day. It's a big English holiday. It's a big white... It has its own flag.
The cross,
it's a
yeah.
white flag with the red cross.
That's the...
Oh, that's how you know someone's an arsehole. If they have an Instagram account with that specific flag in...
Yeah?
Yeah.
The English flag.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
That's what it is.
No, but it's not like the blue and the red one. It's the...
Union Jack.
Yes. That one.
You are English.
Yeah, I'm literally English. So I don't know. There was no excuse for that. But if they've got that white and red flag, they hate everyone.
Really?
And love football.
Right.
Fuck them all, Millwall is their go-to line. And they love Stella. And they wear vests.
Vests. Is that a nick?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wearing vests.
If they've got the body for it. Like, if I see a bloke hanging out the top, hanging out a vest, I'm a bit like...
I seen like Niall Horan recently wearing like a vest that looks like something, you know, your granddad would have wore.
Oh, yeah, winter. Like a knitted one.
Yeah. He pulls it off.
I don't...
I mean, if I rocked up in that... Do you know what I mean? People are like,
he's on a list.
What's going on with your man? Yeah. It's a story of your man. Why is he wearing a vest? Yeah.
I think I can get on board with like a white vest.
Okay.
And they wear work trousers and have a vest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Work trousers you can wear.
There's no other excuse for that. If you're rocking up to Spoons in a vest, I feel like there's something going on there.
Is that Wetherspoons?
Yes. Yeah. Big fan?
No.
No.
No. That's a shame.
It's a bit soulless.
Spoons, yesterday there was a man walking around covered in shit.
Wow, and how much did he get?
Who would that in for 100 grand?
Did he get paid? Was it this guy? Did he have a bag of cash
Why
with him?
Why do we keep coming back to shit? I think
I know. I'm sorry. It's me as well. I'm obsessed.
You've made me go off topic. No, carry on.
We had a topic?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the revelation we had off air? The girls don't take a shit on nights out.
This to me, I can't believe this is a revelation.
It's insane.
I'll never sit there at a club or a pub or a bar and go, I'm going to take a shit now.
What?
How do you hold it for all night?
I don't ever need one. I do like one a day in the morning.
Would you? Is that your routine?
I'd say so. Or sometimes not at all. I don't have IBS.
Right.
So I'm all right in that department. Thank you.
Good.
I'm oversharing now.
Congratulations.
You're on a night out.
You need to go.
I can't wait. Are you saying no women does?
Well, unless you're like doing drugs.
Okay.
Then probably during the come up. But apart from that, no, I don't think it. Would you back me up on this? No girl was doing shit in a toilet. Yeah.
Every man is taking the shit. If you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah. Men make me feel
especially,
sick.
Especially if you're drinking like stout or something. Mm. Shit in command.
That's all we drink. Yeah, that's it. It's the drug girls. You got to watch out for them. If they're chatting your ear off, they've just done a shit. 100%. 100%. What else do guys do that girls don't? I'm trying to think.
Taking a dump is just not
crazy. Like
100%.
That upsets me a bit because imagine you like someone in the club and in your head now I'm going to be like, I think he may have pooed here.
Odds aren't great.
Yeah.
They've dropped the log.
Well, I'm full lesbian now then, I guess.
It's weird if you're at the, you know, you're standing up and guys can start talking to each other.
Yeah, your urinal's not awkward.
Not really. People want to take a photo with us in toilets. It's weird.
Cocky in hand.
Shut up.
Yeah. So as long as I get a good angle, I'm happy enough.
Mm. Do you look at other guys' penises when you're doing away?
Usually not, but sometimes you're curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever looked at your willy.
Come on, that's a lie.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, he just throws it on his shoulder. Just getting a shower.
Yeah, surely you must have looked at each other's.
Even living together and all. We're not very nakedy, like, you know.
You don't go looking for it, but I've caught a glimpse of it.
Have you?
Yeah,
I've been. Sorry.
What did you think?
I thought it was good.
Lovely. It's good feedback. Yeah. Good feedback.
I never saw it at full mast. Now, just
no.
Thankfully,
full mast. That would be weird if you were suddenly just stood there with a boner in front of Johnny. I think there'd be a lot of questions asked there.
I don't think I'd get hard for him.
Oh, that's a shame.
He's a good-looking dude, though.
Yeah,
the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't believe that is a sentence I never thought.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go from that.
Don't think I get hard really. From. Well, all right, John.
The hardest wank you've had.
The hardest wank I've had.
That would be a challenging one. To be fair, having to think about your best friend would be a
difficult one.
Yeah,
that'd be
the
tough.
Fellas were talking about what's something you can think of if you think you're about to come.
Yeah, this like.
Oh no, it was you that was talking about it. Yeah,
people sent us in the weirdest shit.
Wasn't there a lad who a girl who messaged in?
Oh my god,
saying she was having sex with a lad, wasn't I? You're going to love this, and. He was obviously like trying to not, and then he just went cattle. He said cattle.
Yeah.
While he was shouting. So he was obviously his thing is he thinks about cows.
Cattle.
So he doesn't fucking nut.
She said she could hear him.
She stopped saying it a lot.
Yeah, she stopped and was like, What the fuck are you saying? And he had to explain, I'm thinking about cows so that I don't come. And
at least it's not his mom or something. That's when I feel like it gets a little bit.
You just, now you're having sex thinking about your own man.
Yeah, and you're still hard.
Yeah, no one wants that.
So,
another girl said, the guy was talking about his car to himself. He had like a classic Golf.
Okay.
And he was just like describing it to himself and she could hear him. And that was.
When you say describing it, like four-seater wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, he was talking.
3-liter.
Red Golf. Red Golf.
Yeah, fucking
that's
Lord.
Insane.
Or turn some people on.
Oh yeah, petrol heads.
Yeah, some car guys are weird.
Yeah, I reckon there's definitely lads wanking to cars.
Well, there was that guy, do you remember he'd fuck the exhaust in America?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's people who like marry their cars and shit. Like, you see that in America. Not fuckers. They're wild out there.
Isn't it gas? That's something women never have to do.
What?
Well, I'm going to try to not come.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's great to be alive.
I don't know about.
What I would die over is when you'd get random boners at school.
Oh. Yeah, flip it up into the waistband.
That's hot. Is that what you do? You flip it back up?
You get one on the bus, you get like a comfort horn.
Okay.
You're going to school
what?
And you get on the bus and it's nice and warm and the bus is like vibrating, you know. And then, you know, you're 15, you get an erection.
Johnny's fucking buses is what I just learnt there.
It was a buzz, you know.
The good times.
And then the worst was like getting one during PE. You're in your tracksuit.
They're not forgiving as well. Tracksuit.
In fairness, the school uniform pants it had a good strong waistline.
Yeah,
good.
You could do the flip. You could do the flip.
I'm so lucky I'm not a man. I'm really, really lucky and blessed.
But isn't a mad life, you know what I mean? Like you'd be playing sport and it's just bopping around a bit.
And if you're, if...
My cousin has got massive.
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 And fuck.
Like, yeah.
Right.
And like, I used to be like, I remember going playing soccer years ago when I was a young lad and I was like coming up to adult age. I was like 16, 17 and I seen him getting changed and I was like, how can you play soccer with that?
Flinging about.
It's just uncomfortable, is it?
You'd have to tuck it somewhere.
He didn't even wear boxers.
He let it out.
Yeah.
Let it swing.
Unfair advantage.
Do you have a certain side that it sits?
Yeah, I guess.
On the right side, it's right.
Oh, yours is right. Yours is right as well.
Sinking up, man.
That's made me sick to my stomach. Again, I'm a lesbian. Allegedly.
Come on.
Let us know in the comments.
What side is yours on?
What side is your cock on? Right side for the win.
Do you have a go-to pickup line that's not that?
No.
That's quite a pickup line. All right.
Bends to the right.
Yeah, goes to the right.
No, I don't have it.
It bends. I've got a friend who's...
Ooh.
To the left.
It is see her on corners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a friend who is violently to the left. It's when he gets head, he has to sit like that. So it's like...
He still gets it anyway.
Yeah, so it's more straight.
Fuck. Oh, we've got a friend who could go in a letterbox and open a door.
It's like a banana.
Like
really?
Drop.
But that must be a burden when getting women.
Yeah.
Mm.
Surely.
I mean, afterwards, yeah.
When they're hobbling out of his hotel. Poor girls. That's horror. That should he could. Wait, do you get blue badges in Ireland, you know, for disabled parking?
I don't know.
Don't want.
Sorry, I went on a rogue one there. I was about to say, you do. Love that both of you don't know that.
Well, it turns out we're not disabled.
Shit.
Have you got a blue badge?
No.
Fraud. Fuck you, fucking fraud.
You.
Parking.
With no, this body type, I could
pass. Think you can get special parking for having a bendy dick. If that's what you were getting.
But if it's so big that
you
it's
little
like.
A sticker on your car.
Massive cock must park here.
Can't be dragging my big dick.
Got put in a shopping
around,
trolley.
Around your car park. Into Tesco.
You're going around Tesco just wheeling it around.
It slumped on the side. Yeah. You guys have got a new song out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic.
Honda Civic. Was there. Do you like Honda Civics? Was there.
When we were in school, like all the cool guys.
Right.
Well, on reflection, I don't know
they're how not cool,
cool they were. Like,
no.
You know, you're in school and like the best looking 17-year-old is going out with some guy who's a bit older, has Snickers pants, drives a lowered Honda Civic.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's picking her up playing scooter, you know. On reflection, maybe not as cool, but when you're young, you think those guys are fucking badass. Cool,
yeah. Like. Yeah. Yeah.
So now Johnny wants to buy a Honda Civic.
I want to buy a Honda Civic, yeah.
I feel like you should maybe give that a miss.
Maybe.
You know, you could buy anything.
Is that a Nick, Honda Civic?
I feel like... I'm not like that, but if you came to pick me up somewhere in a lowered Honda Civic.
Yeah, tinted windows.
I'd
a
be
big
like,
sticker saying no fear across the front.
Yeah. A loud exhaust. I'd get my, be like, get my I think I should pierced. Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see you with an eyebrow piercing back in the day.
No, but I can do.
Okay.
Yeah,
work on that.
Picking 100 you up, grand.
And it's like, with a, when yeah. I was young, this year, and then life was so. A scooter was playing, picking you up outside the house. In the Civic.
I think what I'd do is I'd go, oh no, my nan's died.
Yeah,
I must go back again.
Yeah.
For the fifth time she's died.
And he'd be used to those excuses. He's gotten all those excuses over
time. I bet.
Over time.
I bet. Anyway, go stream the song. Oh, it's your number one.
Come on.
You're welcome. And everyone, I feel like maybe you'll get a rise in Honda Civic sales just because of you.
We should be getting a kickback on the top of them.
Yeah.
And be like,
that's going to be your ride home. It's 10%.
Honda Civic. They could buy us, they could buy us outright for... 100 grand.
The bar's on the floor. Anyway, thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Sensational. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review.